This is Jen Delperdang with the Sioux City Public Library, and you're listening to Check It Out. Today, I'm recommending a pair of picture books written by Jory John and illustrated by Pete Oswald, The Bad Seed, published in 2017, and The Good Egg, which came out this year. The anti-hero of the first story is a grumpy sunflower seed. He begins his story by telling us that he is a bad seed, a very bad seed. He even tells us why. He lies, he's late, he doesn't listen, he tells boring jokes, and he never puts things back. A metropolis of other seeds and nuts, including peanuts, pistachios, cashews, and coconuts, stay out of his way and whisper behind his back, "There goes a bad seed." But this bad seed, like many bad guys, has an almost tragic backstory. He barely escapes being eaten, and he finds himself lost and alone. One day, he decides that he doesn't want to be a bad seed anymore, at least not all the time. But the simple text of this book is only half the fun. The illustrations done in watercolor textures and digital paint will keep young readers engaged as the world around the bad seed reacts to his behavior. As great as I thought the bad seed was, the duo of John and Oswald are even better in The Good Egg, where our protagonist knocks himself out helping others until he literally starts to crack. The Good Egg is a story about finding balance in life, the importance of self-care, and the perils of perfectionism. The author's clever and often punny wordplay are a perfect complement to the bright artwork and expressive character close-ups. Check out The Bad Seed and The Good Egg by Jory John at the Sioux City Public Library. And for even more book recommendations, subscribe to our podcast, The First 50 Pages, available on iTunes, the Play Store, and Stitcher.
Support for Check It Out comes from Avery Brothers.